This is St. Louis Public Radio. The public was invited to walk out on top of the historic Eads Bridge October 7th to celebrate the end of a four-year, $48 million rehabilitation project. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy spoke with John Nations, head of Bi-State Development, about extending the life of the city's original famous landmark.
So what's remarkable or significant about the bridge when it was built 142 years ago?
Oh, many things about it. Not only did it become a key piece of infrastructure in the central United States, but the bridge itself was really an engineering and construction marvel. It was the first time a bridge was constructed using all steel. You got to remember, steel at that time was an experimental metal. And so a bridge of that undertaking had not been attempted, and James B. Eads decided that he could do it, that the technology was available to do it, and in fact did. And they had to overcome tremendous obstacles just to build the bridge. At the time, the steamboat interests were very strong. They had to build it so they did not obstruct traffic on the river. It was the first bridge to use a cantilever construction, which means they put the piers in and then they built out equally from each pier in a balance until the arches came together and they could connect them. So that, as you can imagine, you're talking about not 2016 technology, you're talking about 1870 technology to make that happen.
And let's talk about the wear and tear that the bridge has been through over the, you know, almost 150 years.
Right. Well, let's go back and look how everything has changed over the last 150 years. When the bridge opened on July 4, 1874, it was designed for the railroad to run across the lower deck, as the Metrolink does now, and the upper deck was really for streetcars and horses. And then over time, what happened? The automobile took over, trucks took over, and the elements took their toll on it. In fact, a cyclone hit it in 1896 and did some damage to the top of it, suffered a little bit of damage in the tornado of 1927, but we looked at it. And when we realized it needed work, then the question was what to do. Do you replace the Eads Bridge or do you rehab it? Rehabbing it turned out to be a much more cost-effective alternative. If you were to replace the Eads Bridge, it would certainly probably be above $250 million.
Would you describe what the project has entailed so far?
Well, let me start out by saying we wanted to continue to run the Metrolink train across the bridge during this historic renovation. That alone required tremendous logistics. Then as the project went on, it entailed replacing about 1.2 million pounds of steel, taking everything that was there and stripping it down to its bare metal. It has a new up-to-date, technologically advanced coating. And when we originally started, we thought that it would extend the life of the bridge for at least 50 years. But now they estimate that it's got at least 75 years worth of life left. The piers are in good shape after 140 years, the stone structures you see that support the steelwork. And so we're excited about the fact and confident about the fact that 75 years from now, the bridge will still be serving our region.
So with the celebration ceremony coming up, you know, what are the plans? What can the public expect to see?
We're going to close the road deck on top for a given period of time in celebration. There'll be food trucks out there. We're having some of our local dignitaries who've been able to make time available to help commemorate this with us. But really a chance for the public to walk out on the bridge, help us celebrate the day, and really stop and appreciate one of the greatest structures in the history of St. Louis. And also have the time to stop on the bridge and really get a view of our region and both sides of our region from a vantage point that most people really don't take the time to take in and appreciate some of the tremendous assets our region truly has.